Did you know where to go walking into this place today, to the visitor's room?
No, actually, not really. Braden Chen helped me out. Very weird, but I was telling my trainer, though, it's kind of a cool experience. Not many people get to experience this as far as playing in an organization for a long time, then leaving, then coming back. So I'm just going to try and embrace it and have fun with it.
Before we get to today, you said yesterday you were pretty nervous going up against the guys. What was it like in the game once it finally got going?
It was very strange, but even hearing their voices calling for pucks and stuff like that, but it was fun. It really was. I got a bump on Benny Sherrod early, which was it's always nice to bump Benny. But yeah, the game was it was an exciting game. Obviously, the biggest concern for us, we were coming off of two games with a loss, so rebounding was huge. Mine was just kind of a side note as far as playing against my old team, and to get the 2 points last night was big.
So what's it going to be like skating out there today?
It'll be weird. In this building, obviously, 6 years, a lot of time, so the perception is going to be different as far as benches, you know, so, and changing and, you know, which way I'm going on the ice. But I think after a couple shifts, it'll be fine. And, you know, coming in front of the crowd that's cheered for me for so long, now cheering against me, it'll be strange.
What do you think the reaction is going to be like from
other sports? I don't know, Kenny. Hopefully good, but you never know. It's a sport. They love their team here, so I can understand if it goes the other way.
Chris, is there a point where you thought maybe that you would end your career as a Winnipeg Jet and be with that entire franchise for a good long while?
There was that thought, yeah, there was. But, I mean, we know, you guys know, there's kids pushing. They got a good farm system. They drafted well. The organization's strong right now, so... I think for me, I still felt I had some hockey left in me. It just wasn't going to be here, but at the same time, this place holds a big part in my heart and in my family. You know, my daughter was born here, so there's a lot of met a lot of great people. Good relationships still exist here, so it'll be a part of us forever.
Did either side sort of get in touch with each other towards the end of last season to see if there was still a future here, or did you kind of have a sense at the end of the contract you were moving on?
No, the thing with their top first-class organization, there was constant communication. It was almost mutual. You know, I understood where they were coming from. They understood my angle. And it was like... you know, if it makes sense, if you had a girlfriend and you had a good breakup, it was a good breakup. It was both sides were okay with it, and you know, and Winnipeg's doing great this year as well as St. Louis, so it's working out for both sides.
There's a lot of shock when you get selected by Vegas, you know, that name as a Winnipeg Jet, you're going over there, and then you find out that there was all part of a bigger deal. What was that whole scenario like, that whole expansion thing?
Yeah, it was cool just to be drafted twice in my career. Not many people can say that, especially me. Yeah, it was a weird day because we were heading to Michigan Adventure, which is an amusement park in Michigan, and I kind of got tipped off. I didn't even know I qualified for it because I was a UFA, so I didn't even know I was in the mix, and then... I was told that I'd be getting drafted, so panic immediately set in. But once I got to understand the whole process, I was a UFA no matter what. So we just had fun with it. I called my mom, told her to record it, even though I knew I was getting drafted. So mom had no idea I was getting drafted. So I called her right before the Winnipeg pick, and she went nuts like I was 19 again. And we had fun with it. It was cool.
What was it like to be a UFA again, Chris?
It was interesting. That 5-day window is huge because you kind of know where you stand. And I was just honored to have other teams interested. I mean, just to realize that there's teams that still need my services, and I was honored about that. So it was a fun time.
When you think about your time with the Jets, what stands out the most, I guess?
For me, I just think playing in a hockey market like Winnipeg, it's different, but at the same time, if you're able to embrace it, it's something special. The relationships, like I said, I've met people within the community that I still talk to on a weekly, monthly basis, and that'll never go away. But ultimately, it's the guys in the locker room. I mean, you know how close I was to everyone. That's probably the part I'll cherish the most. And the way the organization treated me and my family was top-notch. So there's a lot of debt I still feel I owe to the city, and... yeah, it's something I'll never forget.
713 a number that stands out? I mean, is that specialty now, or do you think that'll take a while before it sinks in?
713? Yeah, well, Brian Little's right up behind me, so I got to hurry up and get him traded, or he's going to pass me quick here. Yeah, it's something I'll probably think about more when I'm done, but at the same time, to be able to play in one organization for that long, something I'm very honored about.
Can you make a comment just on your time in St. Louis? I mean, you played in the majority of games, I guess. There's been a few you haven't, but how have things gone here?
It's been great. Same thing. Brought me in, embraced me. The guys in the locker room. Hockey's a simple sport. I mean, it's just good guys within the team and within the league, and they brought me in with open arms, and both the players and the organization. So we got a great setup in St. Louis. Things have really worked out well. My son's doing a great job going to school. He's got a great team there, which we never thought would be as good as the one that we had in Winnipeg, but at the same time, they're special people, and yeah, everything's kind of flowing smooth right now.
Yeah,